It is time for some parental and child advice, and joining us once again is Patrina O'Halloran, the founder of Mama's Booby Box. And Patrina, thanks very much for being in studio.
Thank you so much, Alan.
This particular topic, I think, is a very, very interesting one, and perhaps one that doesn't get talked about enough, but really should, and it is good that you're doing that. Tell us what you're going to talk about this week.
Thanks, Alan. I want to talk about this week the first-time parents have a child and the effect, not on the child, but on the relationship, and how changes to the relationship can happen post-baby. A lot of focus is on the baby, obviously, when the baby is born and minding the baby, etc. So there's not a lot of focus on the relationship. And, you know, that can be a very vulnerable and difficult time for the woman, but also for the man. And we probably never hear the man's point of view either on this, because they're not likely to talk about it. So I just want to talk about what happens to that relationship, how communication can help change the relationship if, you know, there's breakdown, there's difficulties, and then how you can kind of find, I guess, time in the evening to talk about what you need to talk about, because we just discussed beforehand, it's so difficult finding those 10 or 20 minutes in the evening alone where you want to talk about certain things. And then if it's left a week or 2 weeks, you know, that's kind of when resentment can build up, and yeah. And if you're not talking about things, it might come out an explosion over the dishwasher not being emptied or something, yeah, like that.
And even if you can find that 10 or 20 minutes, finding the energy levels to be able to do it in that 10 or 20 minutes. Yeah, this is I just think this is really, really important, particularly for couples who are having their first child, because it's all new to you.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can do all the prep for the baby themselves, and it's understandable that all the focus would be on that. That the thought of how will we be able to handle any issues in the relationship that may arise as a result of the baby, you know, not blaming the baby, but it's just it can happen. Yeah. That it's understandable, but that doesn't, I suppose, come to the forefront of their mind. So where do you want to begin on this?
I guess just to start with, I suppose, and I chatted with my husband about this, trying to get the man's point of view as well, but just he said a very valuable thing to me. He was like, look, the woman has 9 months to prepare for the baby. The baby's growing inside her. The man doesn't realise there's a baby there until she gives birth. So it can be a little bit of a shock to the system. He can kind of blindly forget that it's happening while the woman is pregnant, because obviously he's not going through any change in his body or anything like that, you know, so it can be very different experience from the man's point of view. And I'm not here to slate men or anything like that, Alan. I just want to talk about kind of from the woman's point of view, I guess, what happens when a baby's born. Her natural reaction and good instinct is to always put the baby first and look after the baby, and her mother instincts will just kick in due to a hormone overload, basically, which can often make the man feel like maybe he's a little bit neglected, he's not getting that attention anymore that he used to get. And sometimes that can create a breakdown in communication between the parents. So it's just to talk about even things in the home, like who does what in the household. So obviously the woman has maternity leave. You know, the men usually only take 2 weeks off and that's it. Yeah. The woman can have up to 6 months off. So she'll end up picking up all of the household duties and chores around the house and doing a lot of house admin and cleaning and et cetera and everything like that. But then when she goes back to work, what happens? You know, the majority of
scenario
women.
Continues. Would that be the right answer?
Yes, well done, Alan. Scenario continues, and that's when I've just heard from women, you know, when the resentment starts to build up. So not only is the woman going out and working like a 40-hour week, etc., but she's also then doing probably another 40-hour week in the home on everything. So then if that's not talked about, and if, you know, those chores aren't divided up evenly, that's when resentment can start to build in. And then if it's not talked about, you know, that's when you can have relationship breakdowns, or, you know, just not communicating with each other because you're not on the same wavelength. And then, you know, what happens to that relationship, basically, and those changes. And it's something you just never think about when you're pregnant, because you're in such a lovely, happy bubble, you know, so excited to meet the baby, but you kind of forget what's going to happen post-baby and who's going to do what. So something that I learned in an antenatal class I did over 5 years ago, it was a great thing to do while I was still pregnant, was just to fill out like a household chores list. So basically, who does what in the home, who is responsible for what, who's going to be responsible for while mum is looking after the baby, and then who's going to be responsible for it when both parents are back to work full time. And that kind of then takes away the kind of future arguments that can happen, you know, these are things we're responsible for. Now it can change, you know, I don't like putting out the rubbish or doing certain things, my husband will do that. So it's an ebb and flow, you know, those things are going to change over time. And if you have more children, obviously those things are going to change as well. But to have the conversation, you know, while you're pregnant with the baby, have a conversation about, right, what do we think it's going to look like post-baby, and how is our family dynamics going to change, and how is family lifestyle going to change once we have a baby?
In terms of then drawing up a, you know, a list of chores and tasks, while in that initial few weeks, or, you know, the mother's maternity leave, I mean, I think it's probably stating the obvious, but it's only fair that the man, that list should be heavily weighted towards the man, because the woman is doing the majority of the looking after the baby for obvious reasons. But then that point when both are back in the workforce, but still, maybe the man is now participating more at that stage in the looking after the baby. They know it's, we're 6-7 months down the line. You can change the nappy. You can get up in the middle of the night to stick a dodi or a baba into the baby's mouth or whatever. Should the chores list become, or the task list become, a little bit more approaching parity, but still maybe weighted towards the male, because the woman is probably still going to end up doing the majority of the nitty gritty when it comes to the baby?
Exactly. And I mean, if the woman has come back to work, say after the 6 months, and the baby's still not sleeping through the night, which is so common, like, so don't fret, that's more than likely what's going to happen. And if she's getting up with the baby and then has to get up in the morning and go out to work and do a full day's work and try and be productive, you know, that's a really, really hard thing to do. I've done it myself and it's extremely difficult, you know. So definitely in that instant, you would expect the man, I know he's working 40-hour week, but still there has to be, you know, some give and take.
There's no amount of coffee that can help a woman in that situation.
No, there isn't. And I mean, there's still a lot of hormone changes going on still after 6 months. So I think that's completely underestimated as well. The kind of, it's not just the woman giving birth and having the baby. Like, there's a massive change to our body post-baby. And, you know, like, she can feel vulnerable. It's probably the most vulnerable point of time in a woman's life. And that's probably not fully understood by the man, because the change hasn't gone through his body.
Yeah. So what would your advice be, aside from making sure that you talk as much beforehand, you plan ahead, you know, talk about what it's going to look like in the months following the baby's birth, and then that period post 6 months when the woman is also back working, what other key issues do you feel need to be discussed or flagged up before the arrival of the baby, Petrina, that it's important to sort out where you are so you're both on the same page?
I think as well, in terms of like career development, where you want to be. So I shared with you some stats back, research that was done 5 years ago in terms of women having children. So roughly about 2/3 of mothers are in the workforce. And then if they end up having 3 or subsequent children, that drops to less than 56%. So obviously women are dropping out of the workforce because, you know, they have more children and take on more responsibility. So where is that changing? So in terms of like both parents' careers, have a chat about like where you see things being. Is the mother going to work part-time for a couple of years until the kids go to school? Or you're going to have to be realistic in the expectations you set as well, you know, and think about where you want that to be. Or does the mother work full-time? Or have a chat about, you know, is the dad going to become a stay-at-home parent? Like, that is happening more often in this country now. So, you know, it's having those realistic conversations as well about, you know, your own desires and what you want, you know, outside of having a family and a baby, what you want for yourself, and that's communicated correctly, you know. Because I think a lot of the time men and women can end up kind of on different wavelengths, even though we all want the same thing. We want a happy, you know, home and happy time for our children. But, you know, we also are individuals in a relationship as well. So what do we want for each other within that relationship? And it just simply comes back to communication and talking as often as you can. So it's finding those times, and I want to refer to like date nights, but it doesn't have to be nighttime. Like, the best thing that we did, you know, if you have grandparents locally or anything like that, is like on a Saturday, take like 2 hours out, go for a walk, go for coffee. You know, you don't have to be out in the pubs like at night time to have your date night. Yeah. It's finding that time that's just for you, that's outside of the home preferably, because that's where most of the arguments happen, where there's like a level playing field basically, where you can have that time to talk and chat to each other, you know, in a nice friendly space.
I think that's really good advice, where you can kind of remind yourselves of what it was like before the child arrived. But you know, it's great that the child has arrived, but you just need that bit of time to yourselves as well. Do you envisage a time when these kind of topics, more people will be doing this? Because we were talking beforehand about antenatal classes, and I know you did yours when you were living in London, and I don't really, myself now, I could be doing the antenatal classes here to service, but I don't recall the relationship of the couple being such a key factor in it. And it was, when you told us this is what you want to talk about, I thought, my God, that's actually really good, because it seems to me so few people discuss that. Yeah. It's so critical.
Yeah, it's so critical. And like, I guess people don't talk about it because historically in this country, we've probably had the man going out to work and the woman being at home all the time. So, you know, from a grandparents' generation point of view, it's not like they can share their experiences of how they managed it when both parents were out the workforce or when the child came along and how hard it was. So I guess we don't have much generational experience of this either. So it's probably why it's not talked about, you know, fully either. But definitely the antenatal classes would be a lovely way to start if they only had half an hour of like relationship advice, or, you know, this is what could happen to your relationship, or this is how you can improve your communication. That would be amazing if that was added to antenatal classes, just to even give people awareness of, you know, these are the changes that are going to take place and this is how you could navigate it.
Okay, brilliant, brilliant advice. And if you are about to have a child, your first child, now's the time to start talking about all this and plan as far ahead as possible. Patrina O'Halloran, the founder of Mama's Booby Walks, thanks very much for coming in again.
Thanks so much, Alan.
My thanks to Patrina O'Halloran and